Over the past four Sundays, as we've prepared for Christmas here at Blockhouse Bay Community Church, we've been revisiting the Nativity. The series has taken a look at arguably the most famous story in the world about undoubtedly the most famous person in the world. We've reflected on the Magi, on the angels, on the shepherds, on Joseph, and tonight, you may have guessed, on Mary, the mother of Jesus. And this popular song that we've just heard asks Mary a series of questions. And I want you to think tonight maybe what her answers would have been based on the Bible passages that we've heard read to us tonight. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Well, probably not. Mary wouldn't have seen anyone do that before, and so why would she assume that Jesus would do that? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Well, I'm not sure about what her thoughts would have been, but I'm sure that that's what she would have hoped for. The angel had told Mary that her son would be the Son of the Most High, which means the Son of God, and that the Lord would give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. I'm sure Mary had heard about the Messiah prophesied in the Hebrew scriptures that would bring victory and freedom and peace and deliverance. Could she have dared to believe that this was the child that she would carry? Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. The song here gets personal. It's no longer about what Jesus will do for others. It's now about what Jesus will do for her. Mary was to experience this magnificent mystery in the most personal way. This teenage girl was to experience a relationship with Jesus like no one else in history. This doesn't make Mary divine or an object of our prayers or our worship. That would be going way further than God ever intended. It's also wrong, though, to deny the very special role of Mary as we revisit the Nativity. She would become pregnant by supernatural intervention. The news of her pregnancy, which would become the virgin birth, brought confusion and concern initially for Mary and anguish for Joseph. But it would be a sign to both of them of the work of God in their midst. They both had encountered angels to announce the legitimacy of what they were about to experience and to encourage them that God had chosen them. They were to be parents to the Son of God. God chose this teenage girl to fulfill his purposes. This miraculous pregnancy was the fulfillment of an ancient prophecy, one of hundreds that are fulfilled in the life of Jesus. And its prophetic fulfillment is part of a demonstration of God's power, his love, and his sovereign plans. God had determined that now was the time for Jesus to enter into the human story. And that experience would literally be from the womb to the tomb. Jesus was to be 100% human while retaining his 100% divinity, fully God and fully man. And while Mary would have struggled to answer the remaining questions in the song, with the benefit of history recorded in the Bible, deepened by our own personal faith, we can speak into this conversation and we can say, yes, Mary, your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. In Matthew 15, it says a vast crowd brought to him people who were lame, blind, crippled, those who couldn't speak, and many others. And they laid them before Jesus, and Jesus healed them all. Your baby will calm the storm with his hand. When Jesus woke, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. And those on the boat asked, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? The disciples were absolutely terrified, and they said, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Your baby Mary has walked where angels trod." Jesus said, "I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will." And yes, Mary, when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. And yes, Mary, your baby boy is Lord of all creation, all things created through him and for him. Your baby boy, Mary, will one day rule the nations. Jesus rules from heaven with ultimate sovereignty, but his kingdom will be fully realized at his second coming, when all the world acknowledges him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Your baby boy, Mary, is heaven's perfect lamb. John declared, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And Mary, the sleeping child you're holding, is the great I Am. Jesus describes himself in the same way that God did when he spoke to Moses. I Am is a statement of eternal existence, no beginning and no end. With the advantage of biblical history, the questions posed to Mary in the song become statements in Scripture. The question marks become exclamation marks. But what about for you? Is Christmas a time of questions or a time of answers? Is the Christmas story just a quaint tradition, or does it get personal for you? Can you see yourself in the Nativity? Christians celebrate Christmas not just because it's a cool story that fulfills heaps of prophecies and introduces the world's most influential person and, of course, inspires its own genre of music. We celebrate because, like Mary, we have the opportunity to be blessed through this moment in history. Mary understood how much she was blessed to be chosen by God for this special privilege. But do you understand that you have been given the special privilege of responding to God's grace tonight? The Christmas season gets personal when we believe its message, when we welcome its Messiah, when we worship its newborn King. That first Christmas didn't feature Santa or shopping malls. It was so much better. And it's a reminder that Jesus came into the world to offer new life, real life, eternal life to ordinary people like us. Noel, Noel, come and see what God has done. The story of amazing love, the light of the world given for us.